Books on Tape presents A Private Hotel for Gentle Ladies by Ellen Cooney. Read by Cassandra Campbell. Chapter 1. Charlotte Heath was in such a hurry to get to her husband, it took her a while to notice the absence of her bells. If they were there, she would not have seen her husband at the edge of their town's big square, under an elm tree, bending his head toward a young, pretty woman to kiss her. It was mid-afternoon. No one else was out. No one else was watching. Except for Charlotte, her horses, her husband, and the woman, the roads around the square were deserted. All the houses were shuttered against the cold. If it weren't for the absence of bells. She'd imagine it like a song. If it weren't for the bells, the lack of the bells, if it weren't for the lack of the jingle of bells. Her sleigh in the snow down Mulberry Street should not have been silent. It should have announced itself, as sleighs are supposed to, in a chimey, wild jangle, which the horses would add to with snorting and horsey whistles, just to make noise. They disliked snow. They missed hearing the rhythm of carriage wheels on uncovered roads, and their own steady clip-clopping. If he'd had some warning, and he would have recognized her right away by the bells, her husband could have thought of good excuses. He could have passed himself off as a man who'd offered his arm to a solitary woman, in a social decorum sort of way, as if they were headed for a stroll across the park, and never mind that the walkways weren't clear. The big square did not resemble a town green so much as a white, high-banked North Pole tundra.